Here we're talking about the coming of John the Baptist here. And I'd like to apply this scripture to go out soul winning, because we also go out as ambassadors of Christ in Christ's stead when we go door-to-door soul winning. So I'd like to give us three reminders when we go out this morning for us. The first thing is this: we should go in the spirit of prayer. And the Bible teaches that in Elias was a man of prayer. By the way, can you turn to keep your finger in Luke 1:17? Can you also make your way to 1 Kings 18? We have the first and second books in the Old Testament, 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, 1st, 2nd Chronicles, 1 Kings 18. And we'll learn a little bit about Elias as he was a man of prayer. In James 5:17, the Bible says this: Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. The word earnestly means with sincere and intense conviction, very seriously, a very serious man of prayer, that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And in 1 Kings 18, we all know the story of Elias calling out the prophets of Baal. And he says this in verse 36, "And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God." You see, he was a man of prayer, so he knew God. And in the spirit that we've been in, knowing God and making God known, we're kind of doing that when we go soul winning. But he says, "Let it be known this day that thou art God," he knew God, "in Israel, and that I have done all these things at thy word to make God known." Verse 37, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, this people, so that this people may know that thou hast noticed, turn their hearts back again." The same way that John the Baptist would turn the hearts of the fathers unto the children. So we do the same thing. So we should go in the power of prayer as Elias, who prayed earnestly, knowing God and also making him known. Number two, we also should go, we should remember to go in the spirit of power. Elijah, obviously, he came up against 450 prophets of Baal. I mean, we go up against people who are Jehovah Witnesses or whatever religion they are, or atheists. So we also should understand that we go with the right gospel. We go with the Spirit of God. We go to let people know that they actually can be saved through Jesus Christ. We go with our King James Bible. But at the same time, we go with the power of God. We also should remember that we should go in meekness. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this: for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, we should go in the power, and we do that as we go soul winning. But also with meekness, in Matthew 11:28, Jesus says this: "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You see, to know God is to receive his rest. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am lowly in heart." So we also should have a lowly heart for those who we are going to preach the gospel to, because the reality is, if they don't receive it, they're going to hell. So, "I am lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See, our job is that to make God known, but also with a spirit of meekness, power and meekness. The Bible teaches that he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. So the more that we know, the more we know about the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we know that he's coming, it should make us sorrowful that there are many people who don't believe. So not only should we go in a spirit of prayer and with power and meekness, but we should also go with a sense of purpose. A sense of purpose. Go back to Luke 1:17. Let's read that again. "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias," notice, "to turn the hearts of the fathers." I've read this scripture many times before, but that word "fathers" is plural. So it's not just to tell one person, but it's to tell many people. It's to turn the hearts of the fathers, not just one, but many, to the children and the disobedient, to the wisdom of the just. Notice, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. In Deuteronomy 6:6, the Bible says this: "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart." Well, we tell people every Saturday morning, Thursday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon that they can be saved and how God is in their heart, so they also can go and tell people. Again, knowing God and making God known. Deuteronomy 6:7 says this, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them while thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way," as what we're going to do today, we're going to walk by the way, "and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." You see, when we know God, we also make God known. So how can we do this? How can we, when we go out, when we know God, knowing we too are disobedient? The Bible says in Romans 3:10, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." In verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." You see, that gives us the meekness to be able to go out, because we remember, whether we're first, second, third generation Baptist, it doesn't matter. We were all sinners on our way to hell at one point in time. So what we should, why remember? Why remember we should go in the spirit of prayer? Why remember we should go in power and meekness? Why remember we should go with a sense of purpose? Well, at the end of that verse there, in Luke 1:17, the last part, just read it again. Luke, "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers unto the children, the disobedient to the wisdom of the just." Notice, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. You see, that's our job, to make, to know God, but also to make God known, to prepare a people for God. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So we all should remember that, you know, when we go out there this morning, let's be prayerful about it. Let's be prayerful about those who, the doors that we're going to knock on, for our partners who are talking. Let's remember that we go in power, in the power of God. But also, let's remember, let's go in that meekness. And also, let's go with a sense of purpose, so we can bring many people to Christ. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity again this morning to go out, Lord. And I pray that we are prayerful this morning as we go out this morning, Lord. I pray that you would bless our efforts, that you would even now start ministering to the hearts that we will talk to, Lord, and bring them to a place where they can receive you and come to know who you are, Lord, to prepare people, to make ready a people, Lord, prepared for you. In Jesus' name, amen.